through the courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce.
We have a studio full this morning.
Let's go, girls.
You do.
We do. We have Janae from the Chamber of Commerce. I'm just going to let Janae go right down the list.
Yeah, well, we're out. Well, no, I'm going to let everybody go down the list. I always have to introduce.
All
right.
Here. Yeah, we're good.
Keep going. And Danny, I am the perioperative services manager over at Meeker Memorial Hospital, so glad to be here.
And I am Janae also, Janae Squared here today in the studio. I am the marketing and foundation director with Meeker Memorial.
Wow.
Perfect.
A busy job.
Yes.
Well, Janae, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to actually let the ladies from Meeker Memorial
kick
us off and tell us all about what's going on over there and some exciting news they have to share and some upcoming events.
Wonderful. Yes, we have lots of fun things happening. Next week, Monday, the 11th of November, we do have our surgery open house going on, so that's really exciting. You guys will all have the opportunity, community members, to come in to our beautiful hospital and come in and see our beautiful ORs, which you don't always get that opportunity unless you're going back to surgery, and most of those people don't remember at all what that inside of that OR looks like. So
just the first couple minutes.
Right, exactly. But then usually you forget it anyway. We have Dr. Reynolds, Dr. Shove, and Dr. Fire Robin, and Dr. Tim Peterson that are all going to be there, that you'll have the opportunity to meet them, chat with them. I'm sure most of you know Dr. Tim, so he's kind of famous in a small town kind of guy. So, but Dr. Fire Robin is our general orthopedist. So he's going to be kind of showing off our new Mako robot, which is really exciting for our community.
Sure is. I think of robot and I think really in Litchfield, Minnesota, we have a robot in our OR. So it's really cool to be able to share that with the community, and we are just so proud to have that in our facility.
Yeah, the next closest community that has a Mako robot is St. Cloud. So it's great to be able to offer this state-of-the-art technology in our small community.
So what does the robot do?
So actually what you do is, if you're coming in as a patient to have a total joint replacement, either a hip or a knee, you would go in for a CT scan prior to your surgery. It's part of your surgery planning. And what the what Dr. Sig Fire Robin does and our Mako Stryker Mako team do is they plan out your surgery, pre-plan out your surgery of what it's going to be. So it's really the joint that you're getting in your body is really tailored to you. So if you have any like defects in that joint, that they can correct those in the pre-planning, and we have a plan. And then in the OR, it's really cool. You guys really need to come and see it. But they have kind of eyes that talk to each other, one on the saw that the doctor's running, and one like that connect. Don't you wish you had that brain that could like invent this stuff, you guys? It's so cool.
Yeah.
So they kind of, they talk to each other. So it really helps guide the surgeon to follow his surgical plan that he has made. So there's no errors in the cuttings that he's making, that when you get down to the final product, it's exactly what he had pre-planned. So come see it.
That's
it's
awesome.
So cool.
So this thing look like a big human being? Or
it's
a big
not,
robot,
it's not
or?
Huge. It's not huge. I know when I had it in my mind, you're thinking, I don't know if any of you have seen the Da Vinci robot, which is used for other types of procedures, which hopefully sometime we will get one of those too. But it's not that big. But we have something fun kind of going on.
Yeah. So our staff at the hospital are having a name the robot contest. Oh. And our committee is going to be narrowing down the submissions to the top three. And then at our event on Monday from 4 to 7, you'll have the opportunity, if you attend the open house, to vote for your favorite. And then there will be some fun prizes, and our robot will have a name. We'll welcome the robot to our team officially.
I hope they don't pick like hack. That would be like, no.
Okay, note to self, don't choose that.
Not named Hack.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and, you know, the event on Monday, it's not for a certain person. It's really for
our
families,
community.
Our entire community. We're going to have refreshments. We're going to have tours, a coloring contest, door prizes, just really all kinds of fun things. So come on over to the hospital from 4 to 7 on Monday.
Wow. So this robot, I mean, this is going to, so we're going to have more surgeries that are performed here that probably wouldn't have been here?
Yeah, so St. Cloud Orthopedics is newer to our service area, but they've been around for years and years and years. So I think it just gives our community an opportunity to have the same quality of care as you would get if you go to the bigger facilities.
Awesome, awesome. And, well, I guess, but tell us again, when people can come see this robot?
So Monday, November 11th, from 4 into 7 is the time that's open for the general public to come in, see our facility, get a tour. We're going to be taking smaller groups back into the operating room. And that's where we call him Dr. Sig because Dr. Fire Robin's kind of a big mouthful. But so Dr. Sig's going to be back there along with some of our Mako partners that come in for the surgeries, and they assist in running the robot. They will be there. We're going to have some of our surge techs and surgical nurses because, you guys, also, it is also perioperative nurses week that week too. So it's perfect timing to celebrate everything that happens in surgery.
Well, a lot of people don't realize the surgery room is pretty state of the art. I mean, it was brand new just a few, not that long ago, just a few years ago.
2009 is when time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yeah. How many times have I been in there? I don't know.
But you know what I will say? So our new the Stryker Mako, obviously we've got new reps that are coming in and have assisted. They came into our operating rooms and they were like, so amazed at how beautiful our operating rooms are, and they're like, these are some of the nicest operating rooms we've ever seen. So I think it just makes sure everybody gets out to come and see them. They are very nice.
It's pretty cool from both sides. So what else do we know? Happening? Well, you said you're with the foundation.
Yeah.
So what else is with the foundation? I mean, you guys are busy all the time, always contacting like tons of people.
Yeah, so November is Give to the Max, and so we've been starting our communications regarding Give to the Max. We actually won one of the golden tickets today.
Cool.
So every donation that we receive at Meeker Memorial provides an opportunity for us to receive additional dollars. So you can head on over to Give to the Max website and search for Meeker Memorial.
Nice. Beautiful. That's a really cool deal because have that facility in this community. I don't know what you do without it. You'd be driving a lot somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not fun.
Yep.
Yeah. I know we lost a hospital up in Albany. That's where I live.
Oh.
North of here. Mm-hmm. And that disappeared just a couple years ago. And it's kind of a pain not having that facility in town. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got bought out by it, and then they closed it and built one somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So, to have that in town is really a luxury.
And
really cool.
And it provides a lot of jobs for our community members, too. And nice to just be able to drive 5-10 minutes versus an hour to get your care.
Yeah, it's really nice. Glad St. Cloud Orthopedics is involved now. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're getting a robot. We're getting a robot. Awesome. Well, Jenny, what do you got cooking on your end of things here at the chamber?
Yeah, I know. We had a little bit of downtime. I guess I should say that with air quotes, downtime.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now we're gearing up for all of our holiday happenings. So we have Keep the Cheer Here coming up. We have a little twist on it this year. It's going to be more of a bingo card than it is in the past, where it's been you just fill out a card or you have to get, a certain dollar amount of purchases in order to be able to get into that drawing. So we'll be giving away 10 $200 prizes. We're still working on getting all of those businesses to take part, so we know who's going to be on the card. But yeah, we're gearing up for that. And then Small Business Saturday on November 30th, which will also be the kickoff to the Visitor Bureau's Light Up Litchfield. So we'll have that Light Up the Park ceremony where there will be carolers and Mr. and Mrs. Claus and candy canes and lights and carriage rides.
That's the official Light 'em Up, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's always cool.
Yeah. So we'll be kicking all of that off. And then in the midst of all of that, crickets. In the midst of all of that, we are working on our 2025 membership. So we're gearing up for that, and always obviously looking for new members, but
right.
We'll kick off the year with
awesome.
2025.
Well, it is that holiday season. It's like here. It's here.
I know.
And voting today?
Yes, voting today. So if you haven't gotten out there, definitely get out and vote.
If people have questions, mm-hmm. they want to get a hold of you, you got lots of ways.
We do, yeah. We are easily reachable. 320-693-8184, 219 North Sibley Avenue, or litch.com.
Wonderful. How about, let's run through that, what you got cooking now again, because that's really neat. And let's run the dates and times by everybody again.
Okay, the surgery open house is on Monday, November 11th from 4 to 7 p.m. So coming up next Monday.